Rodney Orr, welcome inside the game in Tuscaloosa. I hope you're doing well.
Hey, Ron. I am doing well. How are you?
I'm good. Good. Just get a little bit closer to National Signing Day and another big weekend here in Tuscaloosa.
Yeah, it is a big weekend, you know, and I guess it kind of started off with a bang this morning when Isaiah Prince, big offensive tackle, I'm sure you probably mentioned it already in your show, from up in Greenbelt, Maryland, at the Eleanor Roosevelt High School. He committed to Alabama, and that was a pretty big coup because Alabama really needed and wanted another offensive tackle. And, you know, they have Matt Womack committed from over in Senatobia, Mississippi, and, you know, he's a really outstanding prospect. And this Isaiah Prince is a young guy who has a lot of potential. You know, he's a guy that when you look at him at 6'6", 280 or whatever he is, 275, he's, you know, going to need to get bigger, but, you know, they've got time to develop it.
You look at offensive linemen, as you and I have spoke about it many, many times, you can never have too many offensive linemen. I think you would agree.
Oh, no doubt. And Alabama's recruited that, you know, really well on the offensive line. They've got some really good commitments, of course. You know, some other guys committed. That Lester Cotton's a tremendous prospect out of here at Tuscaloosa Central. And, you know, Richie Pettibone from up in Washington, D.C. is another guy. It's an interior player who is, a you know, an outstanding prospect. You've got, you know, Dallas Warmack and Brandon Kennedy. Of course, we know Dallas's Chance's younger brother, and Brandon's an in-state player at Wetumpka. So all those guys are really good to go with the guys that they recruited last year who I think have really, you know, impressed the coaching staff.
Rodney Orr, right now inside the game here in Tuscaloosa. It's Tider Insider. It's Tider Insider TV, WVUA, right here in Tuscaloosa. You're part of Gary Harris and Tider Insider TV each Tuesday at 6:30 on WVUA, and it's TiderInsider.com. Let me also talk about the recruits that are already here on campus or will be arriving mm-hmm. in the next few hours. Who are some of those high-profile guys that are visiting the Capstone this weekend?
Well, you know, some of them are already committed. We talked about Richie Pettibone and Lester Cotton. They're here. Hill Hinches, the tight end from Missouri, who's committed. Excuse me, Ryan. Kind of an interesting story with him is that he's been committed to Alabama for many, many months. And his high school coach, now he has a lot of ties to the University of Missouri. He is from Missouri. He's from Jefferson City. And he's got a lot of ties, family ties to the University of Missouri. So it was a difficult decision for him. And now his high school coach here, what, 2 weeks before signing day, gets hired to join the University of Missouri staff. So that's kind of a weird deal. I mean, it certainly, you know, had raised some eyebrows in terms of people thinking, uh-oh, maybe this guy flipped, you know, his commitment. But, you know, right now, Hill Hinch is on an official visit, expected to stick with Alabama. Guy that, you know, has been committed to Georgia. Still committed to Georgia, Terry Godwin. Alabama's recruited him for a long time, a wide receiver, kick returner, you know, just an outstanding prospect. He's here on campus already. And, you know, I think he sticks with Georgia, but certainly, you know, Alabama trying to make a run. Calvin Ridley, who is also committed to Alabama, the number one wide receiver in the country, according to some. Kendall Sheffield, one of the top two or three corners in the country from out in Missouri City, Texas, who's committed to Alabama. He's here on his official. So that's a good part of the guys that are here this weekend.
Let me also get into the speculation, and I just maybe want your opinion when you hear the rumors, and I don't know where they come from. You know, we had a guy on last night from San Francisco. It said, you know, no doubt Lane Kiffin's name has been mentioned out here as one of those candidates to fill an offensive coordinator job. Your thoughts, the speculation of Lane Kiffin staying in Tuscaloosa or possibly leaving for another opportunity. Thoughts on that?
Thoughts, meaning do I think he's a strong candidate for San Francisco?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, I think right now, from what I hear, Chudzinski's still the number one guy for them. I guess they're going to, they may have already set up something where they're going to talk to him. You may know about it. You know, I do think Rob Chudzinski's supposedly their number one, you know, candidate. You know, now where Kiffin stands in the pecking order, you know, I really don't know. Let's just be honest, though, about Lane Kiffin. You know, nobody really expected him, and again, this is just us, but I think nobody really expected him to, you know, be a guy that would be a long-time guy at Alabama as an offensive coordinator. You know that eventually he's going to move to another job that will set him up maybe for his next head coaching job, if this one didn't. So, you know, I wouldn't expect Lane Kiffin. I never expected him to be here more than two, maximum, very maximum, 3 years anyway, and I didn't expect that. So, I mean, you know, it's just a matter of time, to be honest with you, whether it's this year, next year, or the following year.
Well, it's just been one of those topics, and you know, I don't think anything is going to happen. It's always they always say no news is good news, and I think you hit the nail on the head. They've got a couple of guys that they're looking at, and Lane Kiffin, you don't know exactly what position he would be as far as the pecking order as they trickle down. Let me also go back, and I want to talk a little about the NFL potential. Jostin Fowler, Blake Sims, Austin Shepherd, Ari Quanjo down at the Senior Bowl. You know, the Senior Bowl, to me, it's lost a little bit of luster, and maybe that's because a lot of the juniors are coming out. You know, you look at Amari Cooper, Landon Collins, TJ Yeldon. To me, those are going to be the high-profile guys in the upcoming. And you look at this senior class that's down in Mobile. When you look long-term, who's the guy that you think out of those four guys will have the best NFL career?
Well, you named Shepherd, Jostin Fowler, Blake Sims, and who was the other one?
Ari Quanjo.
Quanjo?
Yep.
Well, you know, again, I don't know what Ari's knees are like. I know he had a great year this year. You know, I don't know if that'll be a detriment to him over the long run, but I think he had obviously a great senior year. I mean, he surpassed what everyone expected after those two knee injuries that he had. So, you know, I maybe that would certainly, you know, put him at a disadvantage, in terms of longevity. You know, Blake Sims, I really don't know what his status is in terms of, you know, what the NFL thinks about him. Now, I would say that a guy that has a chance to be a long-timer might be Jostin Fowler. I would say kind of like a LaRon McClain type in terms of, you know, longevity in the NFL. You know, I think that Jostin has, you know, great versatility. He's as good as LaRon was. You know, Jostin's much more versatile. He's a better overall athlete than what LaRon was. And again, LaRon was outstanding. Don't get me wrong. But I'm just saying, I think this is the kind of potential that Jostin Fowler has. And he's a guy that could, you know, play in the NFL for quite a while. And I think Austin Shepherd is a blue-collar guy, gives you everything he's got. You know, maybe I don't know if he's a tackle on the next level or not, but whatever he is, I wouldn't sell him short because he certainly is, you know, had an outstanding career, especially the last 2 years here at Alabama. But, you know, if you're just asking me of those guys, my first hunch would be Jostin Fowler.
When you look at Jostin Fowler, this is my opinion. I don't know if you agree with it. Feel free to take the other side. When you look at Jostin Fowler, and I see him playing at that next level, I see Alabama fans going back and going, man, I think we could have used him a little bit different ways and maybe utilized some of his skills that he's going to show at that next level. Sometimes you look at the pro career, and I know it's a different system, and he may fit into a different scheme there on the offensive side of the football. He's one of those guys that you could go back and say, I wish we could have found a way to get him the football a few more times throughout 2014-2015 season.
Yeah. The problem with that, Ryan, is this. Who are you going to take the touches away from at Alabama?
No doubt.
I mean, it was just hard to get him the ball, you know, it much more. And I understand exactly what you're saying. I think it's a great point. But I just mean, you know, you're not going to take the ball out of Amari's hands. You're not going to take it out of Drake's hands or you know, Yeldon's hands or you know, Henry's hands or whoever it might be, Blake's hands at times. So, I mean, all of those guys, just getting the ball to all of them was kind of different. But, you know, he was so valuable in terms of his ability to block, you know, lead the way as a lead blocker, you know, a guy that could catch the ball. You know, how many little passes did he catch out of the backfield? Several of them went for touchdowns. He was just so versatile, and he could run it too. But I understand exactly what you're saying, and I think, like I said, I think he's got a chance to have a really, really good, you know, pro career.
I think it's I'm biased because I like his last name. Sorry.
Yeah, I got you.
Okay. Sorry, Roddy. I am biased towards Jostin Fowler. I don't, to my knowledge, I don't think we've ever had a Fowler play in Tuscaloosa. So, I mean, I took a little pride in that last name with Jostin Fowler from Vigor High School. Roddy, I want to slip in another question, and this is courtesy of Martin Houston, who's sitting here in the studio with me and is going to be talking as we travel throughout the evening. And I want to look at expectations for a couple of minutes because the way that Nick Saban has recruited so well, and he's raised that expectation level that sometimes it's probably a little unfair to Nick Saban because he has recruited so well that we place this expectation on him based on recruiting. Not saying there's too much talent here, But could you ever get in a situation where there could be a little bit too much talent and the expectation because of recruiting so been so successful? He's headed for a number one recruiting class this year, and that expectations bar is raised because of the success in February and National Signing Day.
Well, I honestly, you know the expectations here anyway. They're to win, and they're to win the national championship every year. Just totally unrealistic. And so the expectations are high regardless. I do think, you know, the fact that Alabama's recruited, you know, the quote-unquote number one class certainly makes a lot of people believe or leads a lot of people to believe that, you know, Alabama's flooded with talent. But to be honest with you, you look right, you know, like this last year, this upperclassmen, this was probably a recruiting classes that rated pretty high, maybe even number one in some services or whatever. And it wasn't really the talent in the upper classes weren't what it had, wasn't what it had been. So I think, you know, you have to be really careful when you start going by these, you know, judging by recruiting classes. Now, when you look at this class that they have bringing in, certainly appears to be very, very good. I think last year's class with, you know, all those guys that they brought in, Deshaun Hand, Josh Frazier, you know, Rashawn Evans, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I think all of those guys, Cam Robinson, obviously, you know, this is going to be that's going to be a legit class. That's going to go back to like 08 and 09 classes. I mean, so I think the last two or three classes are getting Alabama back in terms of building that talent back up. But back to your question just a minute, you know, I think it's very you have to be careful trying to predict the future based on, you know, what somebody rates a recruiting class right now. And I think the expectations anyway, they're going to be what they are.